Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Welcome aboard. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we've got a huge, enormous show for you today. Kelsey Bowler, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, Arthur Idala, defense attorney, Tony Schaefer, the president of the London Center for Policy Research, and a little bit about some help for small business. That's all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We have an enormous show for you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for committing yourself to learning and thinking clearly and trying to do the best you can to continue to upgrade your knowledge base on the issues of the day and standing very clear for truth. I appreciate all of that. We have got an enormously important show today because just about every topic that we're going to deal with is going to touch on a core value of some sort. Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us. There are a number of things that are just dramatically impacting the quality of women's lives in the new administration. And we're going to kind of work our way through what those different things are. Nicole Malliotakis is going to be here, Congresswoman from Staten Island, South Brooklyn. The $1.9 trillion stimulus package, what's in it? Did you know that the majority of it has nothing to do with stimulus or COVID? The overwhelming majority of the $1.9 trillion is going towards things that have nothing to do. It's a completely non-COVID stimulus, COVID stimulus package. She'll break that down for us because she's got the numbers and she can see exactly what's being proposed in it. Tony Schaefer is going to be here from the London Center. We still miss Herb London. I miss that man. He was such a steadying, clear mind in the days in which we live, and someone who, you know, a God-fearing American who really loved his country and wanted the best for all of us. But Tony Schaefer is going to be with us. He's the new president at London Center since Herb's death. And you're not going to believe this, but there are a group of congressional representatives that want to take the power of the decision of the nuclear football, which is that big leather briefcase that the president takes with him wherever he goes. They want to take the power of the nuclear football away from the office of the president. They want to make it a committee. Can you imagine how some of that would work? Yeah, let's have a committee. We'll nominate congressional representatives to sit on it. Let's say Eric Swalwell. When he's not, you know, whining and dining his Chinese spy amores, he can weigh in on whether or not the president should launch the nuclear codes. No, thank you. One of the reasons that people vote for presidents is because we want that decision to be left to a very small circle of people. So we'll talk about that with him before we're done. And then there's some encouragement for those of you that are wanting to or are thinking about or hoping to start a business here in the post-COVID era. We've got some help for you coming your way from an expert on that as well. Someone who interfaces with the Small Business Association, and I think is going to be very helpful for you coming up. But I'm also wanting to get you up to speed on this decision that the president made yesterday. President Biden decided to cancel a program called Operation Talon. And this is, it's kind of befuddling as to why he would do this. He canceled Operation Talon, which was a program, according to the Human Events newspaper out of Washington, D.C. It's a program that's aimed at removing convicted sex offenders living in the United States illegally. So what it is someone has come here illegally. They have not played nicely with others. They have been a sex predator. They have injured other people in immorally damaging ways. And they have been found guilty. So they were here illegally. They assaulted someone in a sexual fashion, and they are still here. And the Operation Talon program said, look, you were already, you know, not allowed to be here at the time, but now you've committed a sexual assault against either a child or a woman here in this culture, and we have the right to send you home. Well, Joe Biden undid that yesterday with apparently no explanation. It's very puzzling. Why would he do that? Why? I don't know. I'm Kevin McCullough.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies showed that talcum contained asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Should a child have to go 72 hours in between meals? Could you even go 72 hours in between meals? I'm sure after you had done it a couple of times, you'd think, wow, enough of that. Thankful I don't have to go that long in between meals. But what if you're an orphan, like so many orphans around the globe right now, and 72 hours is the closest you get to getting your next meal? Friends, it's one of the reasons why so many children are perishing every single day. So many children without mothers, fathers, any type of backstop, any type of help. And it's one of the reasons why we at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, partner with Food for Orphans every single year. Did you know that something else is kind of cool? $33 given every month for 12 months will save three children's lives for the year. Please call 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069.
It's getting harder and harder to make sense out of today's headlines. To stay on top of breaking world and national news with a Christian worldview and a faith-based perspective on what it means, turn to ChristianHeadlines.com. Log on to ChristianHeadlines.com for the very latest news, and then sign up for our free daily newsletter to stay one step ahead of what's happening. Get out of the mainstream media rut with top news and positive headlines every day with ChristianHeadlines.com.
People can only take so much of pandemic news and political dissent, empty stadiums and canceled events, of protests turned violent and mobs that hate, watching as our country disintegrates. When you need a break, treat yourself to some good news. The Mission brings teaching that encourages and messages that reassure. Listen to The Mission before you've had more than you can take. AM 570, The Mission.
AM 570 The Mission doesn't have to stop when you turn off the radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 570 The Mission. Take us wherever you go. AM 570 The Mission. WMCA.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough every day talking about the biggest stories in the news and trying to make the most common sense of them as we can. But I got to tell you, it is important for us to time to time dig down on the issues, not just why the economy is doing what it's doing, but how we can make it better. And there's a lot of concern in people circles that I run in that some of the new policies that may be coming out from the federal government in recent days may be more discouraging towards the entrepreneurial class than maybe they have been in months or years past. So how do you start or run a successful small business, particularly in this post-COVID-19 world? Today, we're going to get some expert advice on this. Maggie Ferentz is the Senior Vice President for the Business Banking Credit and Ops Director for Huntington National Bank. She is... an expert on all of these things, and we are so honored to have her with us today. She knows a lot about the Small Business Administration, and she's well equipped to have this discussion. America's small businesses have been hit very hard. There's no rationale to argue otherwise. Look just here in New York at the number of mom and pop shops that are boarded up. And Margaret, it's good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. I know your friends call you Maggie. I don't know if I have permission to do that, but Let's talk about the state of small businesses right now. What are we seeing as the biggest challenges to owning or operating a small business? Or if someone's thinking now is the time that they've wanted to start one, what are some of the drawbacks?
You know, it's been an extremely difficult year. And we say year, not meaning, you know, January, February, but really the last rolling 12 months. Small businesses start the day without a hefty rainy day fund, you know, for things that go bump in the night. You know, they plan for things like an operator being out for a couple of days. They don't plan for, you know, a mass global pandemic that's going to create shelter in place situations like we continue to see across the nation.
Right.
So really, it's extremely difficult. But yet we've seen just a tremendous amount of resiliency, ingenuity, just differences in the way that small businesses have behaved over the last year that we never would have anticipated. So there's a lot of good coming out of this as well. You know, we read headlines that say, you know, one in five businesses has already closed, and yet we are actually seeing businesses start, businesses open. We're seeing people who've had some extra time on their hands sitting at home these last couple months, you know, say, I'm really passionate about something and I see a gap. I'm going to bring a new opportunity to the marketplace. So it's definitely still a good time to think about starting a business as well.
So, and I know that your day job is to run the small business lending program for Huntington. So I know you've got a lot of expertise in this. What are some of the ways that small businesses have stayed afloat? I know that adjusting to workflow and adaptivity of technological platforms that they haven't in the past are all some of that. But what's been the most significant ones?
I think the first one is connecting with their customer base, understanding the products and the services that they provide, and then looking at the preferences of their customers during this time. You know, some businesses have not been impacted at all. Others have actually thrived under some of these strange conditions, while most have just found a way to adapt. Let's take grocery stores or restaurants by example. You know, and what used to be walk-up business is now delivery or pickup. You know, we've seen others who have actually found a way to, you know, allow people to wait in their car before they come in for services. So continuing to adapt. And then you hit a big one on the head. I mean, I would say how quickly the world has evolved into some of the digital options. So allowing people to use social media to connect with their customer bases, allowing them to use things like, you know, the apps that allow you to use a digital code to pull up a menu or to have services brought to your car.
Yeah.
Just really engaging in the community in a way that we never have before.
Well, and I think that it's, and you know, here in New York, Maggie, it's been worse than everywhere else for the small business and particularly for the restaurant industry as a whole, because we've just been so decimated in so many ways. So somebody is saying, well, it looks like we're getting to the end of the COVID journey here. At least we're going to be able to turn a corner of some sort soon. I want to start a small business, but I'm not sure that I should. What are you telling people that are thinking about stepping foot into that landscape right now?
So right now we're seeing really the impact on small business really hit a crescendo, and we're seeing it happen fairly universally across all industries, albeit slightly different. The biggest difference with a small business is that, you know, a small business could hit an impact like this just because they're owned by a family or they're operated by a smaller infrastructure. So small businesses are really resilient. They're actually used to handling small setbacks. And I actually believe in the human spirit here that we're going to see a very nice recovery over the next couple of months coming out of COVID. For someone that's sitting around thinking about a small business, this is an opportunity to do research. This is an opportunity to talk to their community, to network, to learn how people are continuing to persevere through this, but then to also say, what is the product or service that I'm going to be offering? Do some market research. Make sure that you're prepared with a very strong business plan. Do cash flow projections. Create a pro forma balance sheet. Get ready to ask people to join you on your journey before you actually seek funding. And then starts the journey of actually opening for operations. This is a great time to do research and to learn and to be prepared to also help fill some of those gaps that a year ago we didn't even know existed. Yeah. There are entire companies popping up right now to help really with the new normal that post-COVID is going to be for our world.
Well, and we have very little idea of what that is actually going to be because it continues to morph. What resources are available, particularly for, say, a startup or minority-owned businesses that are that have struggled in this time?
Well, at Huntington, we've actually created a program specifically for minority, female, and veteran-owned small businesses using some of the SBA programs. We lend as little as $1,000, no fees to the customer, and actually provide free business checking accounts, free financial education, and free services to create those business plans as part of the startup program. Hmm. But those services are also available if you want to grow your business, or one of the most important things you can do right now as an existing business, which is actually a refinance of debt. So businesses grow over time, they morph, and they actually tend to take on various different funding sources. A great opportunity right now is to actually refinance, consolidate your balance sheet, and get one low monthly payment, create some organic cash flow, and give yourself some breathing room. So there's a lot of good stuff going on there as well. We recommend you check out Huntington.com, but outside of our traditional network, you can also look at SBA.gov. It's a great time to take advantage of the Paycheck Protection Program. It expires on March 31st, and it can essentially be free money for a small business if you haven't already.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because even my small company has tapped into SBA, and the PPP has really been a lifesaver.
Yeah, absolutely. And people should look at it. Not everyone can qualify, but it's a really broad program. There's a lot of options available to help you understand how to get access to it. But again, the clock is ticking. It's only available through March 31st.
I couldn't agree more. Maggie Ferentz of Huntington National Bank, thanks for being with us. And give everybody that information one more time if they want to get the resources that Huntington and the SBA are offering for small businesses right now.
We recommend that you check out Huntington.com for some great resources for small businesses. And you can actually use keyword Lyft Local to learn more about our small business program specifically for minority, women, and veteran-owned small businesses. And then also recommend that you check out SBA.gov for more information about starting and growing a business, connecting with lending partners outside of Huntington's footprint, as well as on also looking into information about the Paycheck Protection Program, which is live until March 31st.
All right. Very well done. And Maggie Ferentz, thank you so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back with more news of the day. Don't go anywhere.
Excuse me. Why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about, but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps. You'll touch the Western Wall. And you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went. And you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then WMCA's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Timothy Christian School, Bergen County Christian Academy, Upper Room Christian School, Martin Luther Middle and High School. You can see the full list of participating schools at WMCA.com. WMCA is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to WMCA.com or call Rachel at 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, a very big news hour straight ahead after the top of the hour here. I hope that you'll stay with us because after 3 o'clock today, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who's the president of the London Center for Policy Research, he'll be joining us. Arthur Idala, a legendary criminal defense attorney, is going to weigh in on the state of things for Andrew Cuomo, and especially in light of the allegation. You know what's interesting is that while some newspapers are running, you know, full page headlines like the Post, CNN and MSNBC have yet to even mention the sexual harassment allegations, and they've barely mentioned any of the discussion of the nursing home deaths. I mean, they finally were forced to a little bit this week and last week, but they've done very little. It's like they are kind of trying to not talk about it, actually, which is kind of interesting. After Arthur, we will talk with Nicole Malliotakis about the $1.9 trillion stimulus. What does it mean for taxpaying families here? Are we going to get a ton of help? because of that, or are they spending that money largely on things unrelated to COVID and to helping us? We'll get her perspective. And then before we're done, Kelsey Bowler is going to be with us in the next hour from the Independent Women's Forum. What they are doing to women's sports is just unbelievable in terms of its impact and the negative connotation that it's going to have. Women's sports is going to disappear. It's going to completely disappear from the planet if they keep this up, because you now have the president's own Department of Justice that were defending women in a lawsuit where they were saying, hey, if we have to compete against men in the athletic arena, we are disadvantaged. Now the Department of Justice under Biden, the Trump administration's Justice Department had defended those girls. The Biden administration is telling those girls, you're all on your own. Good luck. Hope it works out. Which is shockingly horrible, in my opinion. But anyway, that we'll get into discussion about, because Kelsey was one of the first reporters in the country to even report on the Connecticut girls and the track scholarships that were lost, the new records that were set for the state that'll never be beaten again because they weren't set by girls. They were boys running in girls' races, basically, and the unfairness of that. So we'll get into all that with her as we go through. So that's all coming up next hour. I hope you'll stay with us. And if you miss any of it, go get the podcast. SoundCloud.com or Apple Podcasts, or tune in or anywhere else you get your podcast aggregated. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio and you will find it. And we always make it free. It's never behind a paywall. Kevin McCullough, hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got a huge show. What are the legal implications of yesterday's accusations against Governor Cuomo and the sexual harassment charges now coming forward? Arthur Idala, premier attorney, will be with us. Nicole Maliotakis reports live from Congress, and Kelsey Bowler on some Biden administration regards towards women. But first, a big international story with Tony Schaefer.
Is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a big, busy Thursday, and we're glad you're here. About three dozen House Democrats. This was reported yesterday by Fox News. About three dozen House Dems have signed a letter asking President Biden to renounce his sole authority to the nuclear football. Now, I don't know exactly what they are proposing to replace that. It's a combination of having different people be forced to sign off with the president before deciding to hit the nuclear codes and to launch the weapons. But it's but this is really rather remarkable. This would also impact future administrations. It would take the nuclear capabilities away from the commander in chief. And as Jimmy Panetta, a congressman from California, put it, vesting one person with this authority entails real risks. Past presidents have threatened to attack other countries with nuclear weapons or exhibited behavior that caused other officials to express concern about the president's judgment. Now, I don't. Is that true? First of all, I don't remember a president saying to other countries, I'm going to nuke you. I just maybe it happened. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't remember. Someone who has an opinion about this is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and he rejoins us. Of course, we always look longingly at the London Center for the great work that its founder did, Herb London, for all those years. But Tony has continued that tradition. Colonel, thank you for being back with us. First of all, to the congressman's point, have we had presidents that are on the record as saying, I'm going to nuke you, I'm going to use these weapons as a threat against you? Do we have presidents that we have records of throwing that kind of language around?
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for having me. No, never. The closest we ever had was Ronald Reagan joking on a radio interview about attacking the Russians, which I think we all recognized at the time. It was a complete, it was meant to be a joke, and it was. But this is no joke. Representative Panetta, let's break this into two pieces first. If Representative Panetta really does believe that Joe Biden is intellectually compromised, then you need to invoke the 25th Amendment. I'm one of those who do believe that President Biden is in decline to the point of where it's observable. So I think that's what they're trying to say here, and they don't want to say it. But if that's the issue, then just say it and go through that process. But let's
Colonel, because you're being very generous there. And I think that President Biden was in decline throughout the campaign, and I think it was fairly obvious. And I think the way he's carefully crafted in all of his press avails, you can kind of pick up on the same thing. But here's what I think is the bigger fear for them, that there may be a Republican president that returns to office, maybe President Trump returns to office, maybe someone else returns to office, and they want to defang the chief executive, the commander in chief of this responsibility and this power, obviously for their own right to have the power.
Oh, I agree. And that's why it's dangerous. And let's first off dispel this idea that this decision is left to one man. It's not. One man can say, this is my decision to act, but that action is dependent on the system that's been established to monitor and manage our nuclear weapons program. And let me be very clear on this, because it's not like someone can just say, I'm going to launch. Our nuclear weapons program is set up around something called the PSYOP, the Single Integrated Operational Plan. That plan consists of options that relate to our nuclear triad. We have the Air Force, who has their bombers and missiles that are two parts of the triad, manned bombers and missiles. And then the third part of the triad is the Navy, the submarine-based ballistic missiles. Anytime that you go to launch something, Kevin, you have to essentially engage with DOD to say, hey, I want to use X, Y, or Z. And oh, by the way, there has to be a credible threat that's presented itself before any of this happens. So the idea that someone's just going to say, hey, launch the weapons, is completely insane. I know for a fact from dealing with people like General Joe Dunford, Mark Milley, the current chairman of Joint Chiefs, these guys would never take on face value an order to launch without clear regard for what is going on regarding threats. So it is, in my judgment, what you just said, Kevin, it's a political move to defang the senior executive from having this, because simply put, there are checks and balances in place. I encourage those who have not followed this to go watch a movie called The Failsafe. It kind of outlines it fairly clearly in there. Those mechanisms established back in the 60s have not changed dramatically since then. It's just been modernized with technology. But suffice it to say, Kevin, there's a very clear plan, set of plans, and very clear oversight that would never allow someone just to say, I'm going to launch on Russia today and go from that point.
It seems to me that the Congress people bringing this up are kind of ignorant of the process. I mean, it's kind of like they're sitting there going, oh, well, he has the power to push a button on his desk and then some massive cavity opens up in Nevada and out comes this enormous nuclear bomb that's then unstoppable from that point forward. And to hear the multi-layered and faceted requirement that you just laid out, it doesn't even seem to be figuring into their thinking.
Of course not. Let me be blunt here, and I will not be polite. The technology and science are not friends to the Democrats. They often say stuff like this, everything from guns. I mean, have you ever seen one of these guys, Kevin, pick up a gun, and quote-unquote assault weapon? I mean, they have no idea what they're talking about. This extends to here. Climate change, everything else you can think of where scientific, where clear, concise thinking and the understanding of how technology works is not a strong suit by the Democrats. In this case in particular, they did no research. They have addressed nothing within what they've written to actually lay out the case for what they want to do. It's a completely what they've said is completely detached from the reality in which we live, which is often the way they operate. And in this case, in particular, it's dangerous because if you get enough people believing what they're saying, you could, in fact, create the conditions for someone to say, oh, we got to take this away from the senior executive. I would argue that a senior executive with the authorities that are currently given to him are the necessary thing we must have for a response to a credible threat. And that's something that I think would be dangerous to attack. But with that said, what Representative Panetta is saying, it's very emotional. This is meant to evoke emotion, and I think in many ways that the Democrats do recognize what you and I recognize about Joe Biden's diminished mental capacity, but they're going for a twofer. They want to try to defang him and then create conditions for anybody to come in the future who cannot respond adequately or quickly to a given strategic threat that may present itself that would require a nuclear response.
And that part I just don't understand at all, because, you know, even yesterday with AOC talking about wanting to defund Homeland Security and border security and all the rest, I sit back and I say, okay, Colonel, they're, you know, progressive and I'm more traditional and conservative. We have our differences of opinion. But don't your children bleed and die just like mine do if bad people do bad things to them? And I don't ever get an answer from that side about that. It's like it's almost as though they believe that they're going to be impenetrably protected if something bad goes down. And I'm sorry, as someone who lives right here where 9/11 took place and is coming up on 20 years, I think very differently about it than that. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, simply because you don't see a threat doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think that's what the left continues to try to pretend, that somehow we are magically protected by their good intentions. Let me tell you, Kevin, good intentions don't protect anybody.
Yeah.
Good intentions should only be used to create policy which allows for us to create effective defenses. And that's something they always miss. And they've missed for decades. It, I think, laid the groundwork. Their policy failures laid the groundwork for the 9/11 attacks. We could talk about that in length another day. But I think a lot of us who have had to work this as an operational issue for 30 years, like I have, understand that you cannot give up authorities to an executive when they would have to make critical decisions in a short amount of time with a system, Kevin, with a system. It's not one man, it's a system. Yeah. And they always seem to forget that.
Well said. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer of the London Center for Policy Research, thank you again, as always, for your analysis. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back with an update on the governor and the trouble he's in. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we tell you you're going to get a question answered here on Kevin McCullough broadcasts. And this week is no exception. Dear Mike Connors, are IRAs, 401ks and 403bs inherited as a named beneficiary of a contract and not as a named beneficiary of a will? Therefore, a descendant's will has no control over the distribution of those accounts. Ralph, thank you very much. Mike Connors, the issue of retirement accounts, how do they figure?
Yeah. Well, that's very true, and it's something you have to consider from both sides of the coin. You know, the good things and bad things. If you have a beneficiary of an IRA, a 401k, they inherited it, you know, as soon as they can get a death certificate and go to the institution and collect. At the same time, some people think, well, I have a will. In my will, I say everything's three equal shares, and then you have, let's say, one child on your beneficiary in your IRA. Well, your will does not control that asset. So there's good and bad things about it. And at the same time, a lot of times we have a problem. Somebody names a grandchild as beneficiary on an IRA 401k. They're not old enough to collect it. And then we have some tax problems. So, yes, It's controlled by the contract. It's not controlled by your will, and there are good things and bad things about it. But if you're doing it, you should plan things out correctly.
Yeah, and I think that's the bigger point of the issue is to make better plans. Be proactive about how these things work. And friends, the best way to do that is to talk to people that can navigate you through all of that and set it up the right way. That's why I want you to call Connors and Sullivan, because they're the experts at this stuff. 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, and then send your questions to be answered by one Mike Connors. Ask Mike Connors at gmail.com. He'll answer them here on Kevin McCullough Radio, but he'll also answer them Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on WMCA AM 570 and FM 102.3, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Should a child have to go 72 hours in between meals? Could you even go 72 hours in between meals? I'm sure after you had done it a couple of times, you'd think, wow, enough of that. Thankful I don't have to go that long in between meals. But what if you're an orphan? Like so many orphans around the globe right now, and 72 hours is the closest you get to getting your next meal. Friends, it's one of the reasons why so many children are perishing every single day. So many children without mothers, fathers, any type of backstop, any type of help. And it's one of the reasons why we at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, partner with Food for Orphans every single year. Did you know that something else is kind of cool? $33 given every month for 12 months will save three children's lives for the year. Please call 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069.
If you'd like a smartphone that's really smart, download the OnePlace.com app, the app that will inspire your faith daily and provide answers to the biggest questions of all. OnePlace lets you download your favorite pastor's programs and listen even offline or in airplane mode with easy connections to your Bluetooth speaker or dashboard. To download your free OnePlace app, visit the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store for your Android device and search for OnePlace. That's OnePlace.
Imagine doing one thing that gave you an entirely different perspective about a special place in the world, Israel. Now, I know I've been there a couple of times. It is well worth the trip. And you can join Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher from our sister station, AM 970 The Answer, for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. Through the land of Israel, opening up the scriptures to places you've only read about, but now you'll get to see, October of 2021. Come and get a first-hand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. They will introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of this truly remarkable nation. You'll walk on the ancient temple steps, you'll touch the Western Wall, and you'll sail on the Sea of Galilee. It was amazing when I went, and you'll experience many unforgettable moments. You'll come home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at standwithisraeltour.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, this kind of behavior, if it's true, is unacceptable in any public servant, anybody. So we got to get the truth about this.
That is the current New York mayor, Bill de Blasio, who I've, you know, obviously had no love loss for in the years that he's been in charge of the city. But it, I do find it interesting that kind of across the state of New York, as the Cuomo scandal meter has kind of added a little bit of depth to it kind of day by day, that you're starting to see some of the more recognizable and the more important voices in the statewide Democratic Party start to speak out. Is Governor Cuomo actually going to be in trouble? There's a lot of speculation, particularly in the political arena, that he's kind of Teflon. He's got a 49% approval rate. Now, this was before the Lindsay Boylan accusations hit the newspapers yesterday. But, you know, the nursing home thing hasn't really he's been able to kind of, you know, survive that. Will the sexual harassment charges bring him down? Let's turn to someone who has done a very good job of defending clients that have been in sticky situations. He is one of the best defense attorneys on planet Earth, if not the universe. Arthur Idala is his name. You know him from his hits across television and his work in some really high profile cases, including Lawrence Taylor and other people. Arthur, it's good to talk to you. Haven't had a chance to catch up with you in a while, but it's always good to talk to you.
What's up, Kevin? I'm glad you and your whole family are safe and happy, and everyone is in good shape, and that's the most important thing right now. And it just, I'm sure Andrew Cuomo maybe amongst the top people who miss the fact that Donald Trump's not president anymore. Because if Donald Trump was president, all of this negative media scrutiny would be firmly placed upon him.
Well, isn't that interesting how quickly the media spotlight can change when they don't have someone, you know, to push around over there? Now they are looking for other people.
But it's the truth. I mean, it really is the truth. I mean, think about it, Kevin, how it played out. Had Trump been reelected and he was the president right now, you know that that's what would be dominating the headlines. And I mean, I just think those people who happen to look at the New York Times, almost from January 20th, from the inauguration till today, if you look at the online version of the New York Times, Donald Trump is in at least one, if not three, of the top five stories in the New York Times. They just can't get enough of him. But I guess there's some reality, as we're looking now at March on Monday, is setting in that, you know, we need a new enemy. We need a new
foil.
We need a new target, a new foil. Thank you. And I got to tell you, Kevin, and I will give you credit because you are a gentleman, but there are a lot of, whether it's radio hosts or television personalities or the cover of the New York Post, we have lost like such a sense of decency on both sides. It offended me when people called Donald Trump horrible names, even if he sometimes, you know, earn some of those names, but he was the president of the United States, and I grew up where you had the utmost respect. And now the pendulum is swift. The pendulum has swung, and now it's the governor of the state of New York. One was a Republican, one was a Democrat. But my lesson, my takeaway from this is how we've really lost civility in the United States of America, or especially in New York, where people are so mean and angry. I mean, one of the great broadcasters of all time who was on AM 970 The Answer and other famous New York radio stations was John Gambling.
Yep.
And John Gambling always made his point, and you always knew where he stood, but he did it with class and dignity and elegance. And that's something as a society that our young people are not seeing anymore. This case with Governor Cuomo, all of us, he said, oh, let's have a game of strip poker, or I don't know. I let's see how this whole allegation with he attempted to kiss her actually plays out. But we now live in a society over the last not long time, 24 to 36 months, where an accusation is now a conviction. That's it. In other words, you get accused and you wear that moniker of, oh, he's a sexual harasser, even if it's absolute pie in the sky and is not true, or even if you get acquitted of it, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, he's the person. So getting to the case at hand, do I think anyone's going to see Andrew Cuomo taken away in handcuffs anytime soon over this sexual harassment thing? No. Is it going to be a thorn in his side? Absolutely. Everybody is dodging that bullet, so to speak. The fact that the Mayor de Blasio is somewhat licking his chops, I can't blame Mayor de Blasio for licking his chops, because Cuomo's been kicking him in the head from the day he was elected, not even when he was sworn in.
Well, and to be candid, And to be candid, Arthur, on most of the COVID conflicts, and, you know, this is a conservative in the Post, Carol Markowitz wrote this, but on most of the COVID conflicts between the two of them, the mayor got the better part of the governor on the majority of those. So
yeah,
there is a long running.
Correct. Yeah,
there's a long running feud there for sure. Let me ask you this, though, and I think it speaks to what you brought up. And I'm so glad that you did bring up the civility issue, because one of the things that has really, you know, we spoke with a journalist yesterday who experienced firsthand threats from the governor's office that if he ran with a story with City and State, the publication, that they were going to, quote, destroy him. It's supposedly the same thing he said to the assemblyman that we heard about last week with Mr. Kim. On some level, if it's, at least it's been my experience, if you treat people this way, eventually when the deck is slanted against you, there's going to be some pushback that comes back downhill. And the lesson to me is it's really important to work on treating people well from the beginning, because you don't know when things are not going to be favorable for you.
And you're absolutely correct. And I think an example of that to some degree is if you want to juxtapose Bill Clinton getting caught cheating on his wife and Elliot Spitzer, the former governor, getting caught cheating on his wife, and how many people rallied around Bill Clinton. And it wasn't just because he was the president of the United States. He was fundamentally to other people around him, a very nice guy. I'm reading a book recently about the past five presidents from Carter, all the way up to Obama, and how they treated the White House staff. And Bill Clinton was very much loved by the White House staff. They took the fifth on Hillary Clinton. But people stood around him, whereas Elliot Spitzer, who was a very capable individual but did not treat people very nicely, he stood absolutely alone. When he got caught, his wife, I think he was there at the first press conference and then disappeared. So, yes, Kevin, the way
I think that Mr. Cuomo is going to find himself in a similar situation because of that reputation. But we'll have to wait and see. Hey, Arthur, always great to catch up with you. And a little hint to the audience, there's going to be some fun stuff that Arthur and KMC are going to be doing in the days to come. Can't tell you more now, but we're looking forward to it. Good to talk to you, my friend. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Be well. Thanks.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Should a child have to go 72 hours in between meals? Could you even go 72 hours in between meals? I'm sure after you had done it a couple of times, you'd think, wow, enough of that. Thankful I don't have to go that long in between meals. But what if you're an orphan, like so many orphans around the globe right now, and 72 hours is the closest you get to getting your next meal? Friends, it's one of the reasons why so many children are perishing every single day. So many children without mothers, fathers, any type of backstop, any type of help. And it's one of the reasons why we at AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, partner with Food for Orphans every single year. Did you know that something else is kind of cool? $33 given every month for 12 months will save three children's lives for the year. Please call 888-242-0069. That's 888-242-0069.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
What if you could unpack once but wake up in a new majestic destination every morning?
Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise the summer of 2021. Along with teaching from God's Word, you'll see the Creator's handiwork in picturesque scenes surrounding the ship before stepping off into ports like Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan. Visit the famous Hubbard Glacier with its impressive wall of translucent blue ice. Combine this with daily teaching and worship and friendly fellowship. You won't want to miss this trip of a lifetime. Call 855-565-5519 to join or visit deeperfaithcruise.com. Discover the wonder of Alaska. 7 life-changing days of powerful worship and Bible study featuring Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien. Sign up now, 855-565-5519, or visit deeperfaithcruise.com.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. The Supreme Court put an end to the legal challenges to the 2020 election this week, closing out a painful chapter of modern American history. Their rush to consider all these cases moot might well be understandable given the fantastical nature of some of the challenges, but it was ill-advised in other cases dealing with separation of powers and election rules. For too long, state officials and courts at all levels have interfered with statutes governing elections, overriding the constitutional role assigned to state legislatures to set and enforce the rules for each state. The Supreme Court punted on these issues before the election in Pennsylvania, and now they have done so yet again. As Clarence Thomas warned in his dissent, this only guarantees these issues will come up again. The next time, the impact might force the courts to decide the winner. That would be a disaster for the confidence of Americans in the electoral process. I'm Ed Morrissey.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, for those considering careers in politics and policy.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. The news analysis continues, and we're going to turn now to Washington, D.C., because is that $1.9 trillion, people are calling it the non-COVID stimulus. The bright email this morning that came out with Kelsey Buller, who will join us in just a little bit, she called it the non-COVID stimulus because that's really more of what it is than anything else. Here to discuss is Nicole Malliotakis. You may remember her as being an assemblywoman from Staten Island. She's now the congressional representative for Brooklyn and Staten Island. And she, of course, ran for mayor, and she's got her concerns and fingers in so many different areas of life trying to help New Yorkers. We're just grateful that she has some time for us today. Nicole, you've got a lot of problems with the $1.9 trillion price tag. You're not against helping people. You want to get help to the people that need it. But there's a lot of stuff in here that just doesn't have anything to do with COVID or helping people.
That's absolutely right, Kevin, and thank you for having me on to explain a little bit of what's actually in this bill. I had come to Congress with this being one of my biggest goals, is to provide COVID relief to ensure that we get our economy back on track, we reopen our country, we get our children back in school, we help those who are struggling during this process. This bill simply spends way too much money. We're approaching a $30 trillion debt in this country. And this bill is a $1.9 trillion bloated package where over a trillion of it doesn't even go toward emergency COVID relief. And as a matter of fact, we still have a trillion left over from the previous packages that were passed by Congress. That money remains unspent, and they want to now authorize another $1.9 trillion, for stuff that, whether it's transportation projects that are not related, including Nancy Pelosi's bus rapid transit in Silicon Valley, which happens to be a pet project of big tech, whether it be $3.5 billion for the Global Relief Fund, which, that would be 88% of their annual expenditures that we would be funding as the American taxpayers, as opposed to other countries chipping in. And then you look at, $50 million for family planning, which will go and could go to fund abortions. There's a lot happening in this bill that the American people are unaware of. But to put in perspective of just how bloated this bill is, less than 1% goes to vaccine production and distribution, which if you ask any Republican or Democrat, local or national leader, they will tell you that that is the biggest thing right now to get our country back on track. And yet that small percentage really shows you how loaded this bill is. And not to mention, they put enough money into these relief packages that's eight times what the CDC is saying it will cost to reopen our schools safely. They say it costs $25 billion. We put $64 billion in the last packet. So the fact that they want to put more money that won't even be spent for years to come, there's a restriction on it being spent, shows it's not emergency. It's unnecessary spending.
Nicole, one of the things that really bothers me about this, particularly on the thing you just meant that you ended with there, is that with our schools closed to the degree that they have been, and you know that here in New York, in your district and in the surrounding area, New Jersey, the New York broader region, you've had so many schools that have remained closed. They're getting all this money. There are no results. There are no changes. There's no tangible ways that we're watching that money be impactfully used to improve the lives of the kids that are in these districts. So where's the accountability? Who gets to say you guys did a good job or not such a good job with that?
You're absolutely right, Kevin. The Catholic schools have been open for several months fully, and yet public schools, high schools are closed. Middle schools just opened this week, but it's partial in-person and partial remote. And then we had the elementary schools that had been open partially as well. The issue with this is that in the last COVID relief package, there was $64 billion allocated. Majority of it remains unspent. New York did get $4 billion, and yet our schools are not open. So that is the question I've been asking from our leadership and Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio as to why we're not seeing the schools fully open when they were provided with the resources to do so. Look, children need to be in class. They have to get, school athletics is something that is incredibly important as well for their physical health. Their mental health services are usually coming from the school, and nutritional services as well. So all around, if you talk to parents, you talk to the students, you talk to many of the staff members, the teachers that work in these schools, they want to go back. And for some reason, the mayor is dragging his feet. Look, you still have the option if you want to keep your children home and you want them to do remote learning. They still have that option. But let's not prevent those who want to have in-class instruction from being able to do so.
No, but I couldn't agree with you more. Follow her on Twitter. N. Maliatakis is her handle. I'm not on Twitter. I was purged with President Trump, but you can follow me on Parler at KMC Radio. Nicole, always appreciate your hard work for the people of New York. Thank you for being here.
I was wondering what happened to you on Twitter. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow that's ever been made, which it is. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets as well. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial with my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. And Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. In fact, the first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. I know, because that's exactly what happened with me. Giza Dream sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for my listeners right now. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Buy one, get one free. Call 1-800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA.
Join Alistair Begg, Laura Story, and Michael O'Brien on the Deeper Faith Alaska Cruise the summer of 2021.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I'm excited to tell you that I'll be joining my friends at Salem Media Group in the summer of 2021 to host a cruise to Alaska, and I'm hoping that you can join me. Alaska, as you know, is filled with glaciers, rugged mountains, and wildlife, a land where God's design and majesty are constantly on display. If you've ever dreamed of exploring this amazing place, now's your opportunity, especially as we'll experience the wonders of Alaska in a community of other believers, and this from the comfort of our first-class ship. The week will be enhanced as my friends Laura Story and Michael O'Brien lead us in worship, and as together we look at God's Word for both challenge and inspiration. I look forward to seeing you there.
Sign up now, 855-565-5519, or log on to deeperfaithcruise.com.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-881-4242. That's 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal. Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on this Thursday. So it was a fairly cut and dry case. The Connecticut girls that were running track that had lost scholarship opportunities and other things because biological boys were wanting to run in their division as females in high school track. That case, that lawsuit had been going forward in the courts, and the Justice Department had been supporting the girls, making the argument that they should not have to compete against biological boys. There's been a change in that case that comes from the president's office himself. The Biden administration, directing the Department of Justice, has withdrawn from that case. Here with reaction to this is someone who kind of broke the Connecticut girl's story to begin with. Kelsey Bowler, the aforementioned, she was a reporter for the Daily Signal when she did her top-notch video story on this. And Kelsey, I know that this case means a lot to you personally because you've gotten to know some of the personalities involved.
Absolutely. I felt a personal connection to it from the beginning, being a former Division I athlete and also being from Connecticut, where Selena Soule grew up. She is now in her first year of college. But this issue all came about as she was a junior in high school, where she was forced to compete in track against a biological male athlete who identified as a female. Of course, this threatened to take away opportunities for scholarships to win in track events. And it's important to note that, you know, when this biological male defeats one single track star like Selena Soule, he defeats them all, because in track, it is everybody is rated, you know, of course, by the numbers, how fast they run. And when one individual knocks, you know, wins, they knock every single female below them. And of course, the trend of biological men competing against women in their sports is having huge implications across the board in all different sports. I was recently talking to someone who plays women's golf, and you know, there's just no way for a biological female to compete against a biological male golfer. It's just unfair from the start. I think Americans are waking up to this, but it is so unfortunate that via executive orders and, you know, executive actions, the Biden administration is shutting down debate for this. Democrats in Congress are pushing the so-called Equality Act, which does nothing but further inequality for girls and women by cementing these types of policies into federal law. And parents and students across the country really need to wake up to what's about to happen. It's, of course, already happened to athletes like Selena Stoll. It's about to become a lot more common as these policies get steamrolled across the country.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And then, so that's on one end of the women's debate, Kelsey, and it's a legitimate one, and we've spoken consistently about it. And we do want everyone to call their congressional representative at 202-224-3121 and ask them to vote against the Equality Act because it does not further the cause of women. But then on the other end of the same debate, you have yesterday the president and his administration saying that they are now going to undo the Talon Act, which was a Trump era administration program that basically took sex offenders that hurt women and children that were illegal in the country and sent them home, sent them to their now this new rolling this back. Biden cancels the Operation Talon, allows them to stay. I'm wondering what it takes, whether it's sex predators or biological males taking away scholarships and opportunities and basically erasing women's sports as a whole. What does it take for the supposed women's rights groups of the country to stand up and say enough's enough? I mean, I think that they ignore some of this because some of the voices that are speaking up for women in these cases are center right. But this should be something that every woman is opposed to.
Well, Kevin, I share your frustrations as a woman who works for one of the only women's organizations in the country that is standing up for women and speaking the truth about the implications of these types of policies. And I will tell you, there actually are a large number of women who identify on the left politically who have major problems with these types of policies, especially when it comes to sports. But what happens is they get blacklisted by the mainstream media. Their names are not, you know, featured in the New York Times, in CNN, and so forth. You're only hearing from the women on the left who agree with these policies. And it's important to note, if you look into polling, the American population agrees that biological men shouldn't be competing with and against women as well, by a strong majority. And so for the Biden administration to be taking such a radical stance on this via these executive decisions, whether that's pulling out of the Selena Stoll lawsuit or whether that's via executive actions, you know, of course, it goes without saying that does nothing to further the cause of unity, but the position doesn't even represent the majority of Americans on this issue. And again, right. I know this is a difficult issue to speak out on because of political correctness, but it is so important for parents to voice their opinions on this to their local school boards, for listeners to call their members of Congress today, because Congress is voting on this, and share your concerns about our daughters being forced to compete with and against biological men.
It's just beyond the pale, and there's a lot of problems with the with the executive order. But there's this other element in the Equality Act that's also going to be very difficult to deal with, and that is it attacks the religious freedoms of people, and that affects women as well. We'll talk about that at another time. But friends, I want to encourage you, call your representatives, call your senators, 202-224-3121. Notice I have the number memorized. You should as well. That's your Capitol switchboard. That's your hotline to your elected leaders. 202-224-3121, and tell them to vote no on the Equality Act. Ask them to kindly put pressure on the president to undo his executive order and to make sure that women have equality, because right now they're pursuing the opposite of that. Kelsey, thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is What's Right, What's Left. Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left, Monday through Friday evenings, 10 to midnight on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.